Four women in the Book of Revelation that will change everything. The Book of Revelation, also known as the Apocalypse, is a prophetic book in the New Testament filled with powerful imagery and symbolic representations of the end times. Among the many symbols and visions in Revelation, four significant women are introduced. These women play a crucial role in the unfolding of divine prophecy, and understanding their identities and significance is essential for unraveling some of the mysteries of Revelation. This exploration will focus on these four women: the woman clothed with the sun, the great harlot or the whore of Babylon, the bride of Christ, and the woman in travail. Each of these women represents a distinct aspect of spiritual and earthly realities. By understanding them, we gain a clearer picture of the final events leading to the culmination of God's plan for humanity. 1. The woman clothed with the sun, Revelation 12:1-2. The first woman in the book of Revelation is described in Revelation 12:1-2. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. This passage introduces us to a woman who is both majestic and powerful. She is clothed with the sun, symbolizing her radiance, purity, and connection to God. The moon under her feet could represent her dominion over the night and the forces of darkness, and the crown of 12 stars suggests a link to the 12 tribes of Israel, highlighting her connection to God's chosen people. The woman is pregnant, about to give birth to a child. In many interpretations, this child is understood to be Jesus Christ, and the woman is seen as a symbolic representation of Israel or the church, who brings forth the Messiah. The labor pains represent the struggles and tribulations that God's people endure, leading up to the birth of the Savior. The dragon in Revelation 12 is described as waiting to devour the child as soon as it is born. The dragon is often identified as Satan, who seeks to destroy Jesus and oppose God's plan. However, the child is protected and caught up to God's throne, indicating Jesus' ascension to heaven after his resurrection. The woman, too, is protected and taken to a place prepared by God in the wilderness, symbolizing God's provision for his people during times of trial and persecution. Symbolism and meaning. This woman in her celestial glory represents the faithful people of God, both Israel and the church. Her significance lies in the idea of divine protection and perseverance. Despite the dragon's efforts to destroy the child, God's plan succeeds. The labor and protection of the woman highlight that God's faithful people endure great suffering but are ultimately protected and victorious. She reminds us that God's purposes prevail even amid spiritual warfare and opposition. 2. The Great Harlot or the Whore of Babylon, Revelation 17. The second woman we encounter in Revelation is known as the Great Harlot or the Whore of Babylon, found in Revelation 17:1-6. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits by many waters. With her, the kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adulteries." The great harlot is described as sitting on a scarlet beast with seven heads and 10 horns, covered in blasphemous names. She is adorned with luxury, clothed in purple and scarlet, and holds a golden cup filled with abominations and impurities. Her title, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth, suggests she represents a corrupt system of power and immorality that is spread across the world. The great harlot symbolizes the pervasive and corrupting influence of worldly powers and false religions. Babylon, in this context, is often understood as representing Rome or any empire or system that is in opposition to God. Her immorality is linked to spiritual adultery, idolatry, false worship, and the enticement of people away from God. The harlot rides the beast, symbolizing her alliance with worldly powers, and her influence is intoxicating, leading many to destruction. However, her reign is temporary. Revelation 17:16 tells us that the beast and the 10 horns will turn against her, strip her of her power, and destroy her. Her downfall is inevitable because God's justice will ultimately prevail. Symbolism and meaning. The Great Harlot represents the seductive power of worldly systems and false religions that lead people away from God. She embodies everything that opposes God's kingdom: pride, greed, and corruption. Her eventual destruction signifies the collapse of all systems that oppose God's will. This woman warns us about the dangers of becoming entangled with worldly power and seduction, highlighting the fate that awaits those who do not remain faithful to God. 3. The Bride of Christ, Revelation 19:7-9, 21:2. In contrast to the Great Harlot, the Bride of Christ is a symbol of purity and faithfulness. She is introduced in Revelation 19:7-8. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Later, in Revelation 21:2, she's described again. I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. The Bride of Christ represents the church, the faithful followers of Jesus. Her clothing of fine linen symbolizes the righteous acts of the saints, and her readiness for the wedding signifies the spiritual purity and devotion of God's people. The imagery of a wedding feast is common in the Bible, representing the union of Christ with his church. The Lamb, of course, is Jesus, who sacrificed himself for the salvation of his people. The wedding banquet is a celebration of this eternal union. The bride's beauty and purity stand in stark contrast to the great harlot's corruption and immorality. While the harlot represents those who have been unfaithful to God, the bride symbolizes those who have remained true. The New Jerusalem, described as the holy city, represents the ultimate dwelling place of God, with his people a place of peace, righteousness, and eternal joy. Symbolism and meaning. The Bride of Christ is the church, made pure and holy through the sacrifice of Jesus. She represents the fulfillment of God's promises and the restoration of humanity to a right relationship with God. Her readiness for the wedding symbolizes the need for the church to remain faithful and prepared for Christ's return. The bride serves as a reminder of the reward for those who stay devoted to God, symbolizing the joy and peace that await the faithful in the new creation. 4. The Woman in Travail, Revelation 12:2. The woman in travail, mentioned earlier in Revelation 12:2, is a significant figure in her own right. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. This woman is often interpreted as Israel, or the faithful remnant of God's people who labor to bring forth the Messiah. Her pain and travail represent the struggles and persecutions that God's people have endured throughout history, particularly leading up to the birth of Jesus. The child she bears is a symbol of hope and redemption. The dragon's attempt to devour the child highlights the intense opposition that Jesus faced from Satan. However, the woman's travail also represents the ongoing struggle of the church as it continues to give birth to new believers and spread the message of the gospel. Despite the dragon's efforts to destroy the church and prevent the fulfillment of God's plan, the woman is victorious, protected by God, and sustained throughout her trials. Symbolism and meaning. The woman in travail symbolizes both the people of Israel and the church as they endure suffering and persecution while fulfilling God's purposes. Her labor represents the trials that God's people must go through, but her protection reminds us that God is always with his people, ensuring that his plan will be fulfilled despite opposition. Conclusion: The Women and the Unfolding of God's Plan. The four women in the book of Revelation each reveal a different aspect of the spiritual struggle between good and evil, faithfulness and rebellion, purity and corruption. The woman clothed with the sun represents God's faithful people, protected and triumphant despite the dragon's, Satan's opposition. The great harlot embodies the corrupt and seductive powers of the world that stand in opposition to God's kingdom, ultimately destined for destruction. The bride of Christ symbolizes the purity and devotion of the church, united with Christ in eternal glory. Finally, the woman in travail represents the suffering and perseverance of God's people as they bring forth God's purposes in the world. Together, these women show us the vast spiritual battle taking place throughout history and the ultimate victory of God's faithful people over the forces of evil. Their stories encourage believers to remain steadfast in faith, trusting in God's protection and ultimate triumph. Revelation, though filled with apocalyptic imagery and dire warnings, also offers hope, reminding us that God's justice will prevail and His people will be vindicated. Understanding the roles of these four women helps resolve some of the mystery of Revelation. They reveal that, despite the chaos and tribulation of the end times, God's plan is one of redemption, justice,